Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. Thousands of Australians have gathered at the Vietnam Forces Memorial in Canberra and other places in the country to pay tribute to veterans of the Vietnam War. This is the 50 years anniversary of the end of Australian participation in this war. On the 18th of August 1966, Australia suffered its greatest loss of life during the war, with 18 Australian troops killed and 24 wounded. 60,000 Australian personnel served in Vietnam over around 10 years, and in the end 523 died, and around 3,000 were wounded. Veteran survivors who returned home from Vietnam were badly received by most of the Australian population because the majority of people had been against this war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has acknowledged their sacrifices and apologised for the nation's delay in recognising them.
We must acknowledge those we sent to war in our name, who did their duty in our name, but whose names we failed to hold up so proudly. 50 years after the role of Australian troops in the hostilities in Vietnam came to an end, let us again acknowledge you. Let us acknowledge the weight of what you lived through, what you saw, what you felt.
Hundreds of Labor delegates have arrived in Queensland to finalise the government's policy programme for the remainder of the legislative session. The second day of the event was dominated by a motion to support Ukraine and condemn Russia, a reaffirmation of the party's commitment to supporting individuals in Iran fleeing the dictatorship, and Australia's commitment to AUKUS. Defence Minister Richard Marles has described the AUKUS agreement as a straightforward choice.
We are talking about nuclear propulsion, and without it, we will not have in 2040 the same submarine capability that Paul Keating gave us in the year 2000. And if we take submarines off the table, we will never have left our country more exposed, and that will undermine the whole idea of Australian self-reliance, which is at the heart of our platform.
A debate on tax reform is expected to happen in coming months. A former Labor treasurer says Australians want to see more done to make the system more fair. Labor National President Wayne Swan, who served as Treasurer in past governments, says that he has always supported the idea of a super profits tax. But he says more needs to be done.
There's a whole series of steps they're taking in international taxation, and some people would like to see them do more. But the government is implementing the platform that it took to the last election. And there are initiatives when it comes to international tax. And it's not surprising that some people might want to see more done over time.
The Law Society of New South Wales has thrown its support behind the proposal to enshrine an Indigenous voice in the Australian Constitution. The Law Society believes the voice to Parliament represents a clear and historic opportunity to enshrine in the Constitution a formal framework for giving voice to a just and accessible legal system. Cassandra Banks is the president of the Society.
The Council of the Law Society supports respectful and courteous debate about the voice referendum. The proposed amendment to the Constitution is a modest one, leaving the Parliament with power to design the voice and how it will work. This approach will enable the voice to evolve and improve over time so it can better respond to the issues of the day. And we're being asked to vote for the power, not for the details.
I am Julien Huyer. This is SBS News in Easy English.